Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki, we're all here. Hello. It's a delight to have you here listening. I am going to get, unless you have something that you want to do, I want to get to this. This is a long email. It's a funny email. The answer is yes. And
I'm in. Read it.
Okay. The question is my husband gay? And I've read this email, and I already have an answer.
Oh, and you say the answer's yes?
Yes, I do. Maybe not. I don't know. You just listen to it. But listen, enjoy the email, because it's fucking hilarious.
Like it's enjoy just, somebody
yeah,
else's
but
problem.
This is her husband.
Yeah, but she's funny.
And she knows. She must know. Well, she already knows, right?
She's asking the question. Sometimes we just don't want to hear the answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. How do I know if my husband is gay? Let me give you some background. He's a total life of the party kind of guy. Always has to be center of attention, which means he's just friends with everyone. But he seems to have a lot of gay friends and they just love him. I can't help but feel or notice looks they make to each other and know of a few that he used to hang out with regularly, with one of them that gets off on convincing straight guys to let him blow them. Okay, so not only that, he likes butt play, like, a lot. Before, it was the normal
kick. I like butt play a lot, too, though. That doesn't mean you're gay.
That's true.
Okay. Before, it was the normal tickle here and there. Some butt bead action. But that only happened on our drunken, kinky sex nights. I've never been a fan of it being done to me. So mostly, it was him receiving. Anyway. Fast forward to a few days ago. He asked me to lick his asshole. I said, fuck you, because no, sorry, but no.
Oh.
Then he asked me to do the usual tickle, but then that turned into give me a finger, and that quickly escalated to grab the lube. And there I was, finger fucking my husband as I sucked his dick. Oh, this is a good show. This is a good
awesome.
One. People like this.
There is nothing, for the record, there's nothing gay about that.
So far, it's okay.
There's more.
So far. He sounds great.
Yeah. There I was finger fucking my husband as I sucked his dick. I don't mean like a little in and out action. It was full on jackhammer action with two fingers. All the while he's moaning in a very feminine manner along with saying, fuck me, fuck me.
Okay,
it got to be a little too much. It's getting there. It's getting there. Listen, we're not even.
You know what? You just blew past my sensibilities right there with the rest of that sentence. Okay.
And there's so much more. It got to be a little too much for me, and all those suspicions in my head came together at once in a flashing neon sign. Needless to say, I got totally turned off and really kind of pissed. Some more background. We have a shitty-ass marriage.
Oh.
I am basically there because of my kids. I think him, too, but he won't admit it. There's no trust, no love, no respect. We're literally roommates raising kids. No affection, ever. Sex happens once every 4 to 6 weeks. Not my choice, but that's all he ever wants it. So she still wants to bang him, but he's up for it once every 4 to 6 weeks. In my head, it's because he just isn't attracted to me. But our relationship is a whole other story. The reason I bring this up is because when we do have sex, it's a wham-bam, thank-you-ma'am situation with me hardly ever coming. It's fucking bullshit. I use a little vibrator thing to help me get there, but it doesn't always happen because he lasts all of about 2 minutes tops. There's never a build-up to it. It's literally bend over. Oh, yeah, because he likes doggy style. Every time, another clue. Anyway, no kissing, no touching, no titty licking, not a damn thing to get me ready or through those amazing 2 minutes. Oh. Just the oh so romantic, hey, turn over, give me some doggy style. Awesome. Anyway, ever since the other night when she was the jackhammer, two-finger BJ lube thing with the fuck me. I cannot get the thought out of my head that he may really be gay. I have actually brought it up in the past during one of our many arguments and endless put downs. Told you, bad marriage. But that just makes him mad. Another clue. What the fuck, man? I was so pissed the other night. I ended up messaging a friend that would be down to let me sit on his face anytime I wanted. No, that's not the answer. And no, I probably won't actually do that. But what the actual fuck am I supposed to do? I'm honestly kind of bored of having to handle it myself every time I need it, which is way more than every 4 to 6 weeks. How do I know for sure? And how do I get him to see it and admit it? It's the only way for a possible separation, because as many times as I've tried to break up with him, he guilt trips me saying I'm ruining our girl's life and blah, blah, blah. He literally would refuse to leave the house when I said get out, when I asked for a separation. He's fucking crazy. Why does he want to stay with me if he really doesn't like me? Asshole. Is it an image thing? Pride, maybe? Hispanic culture is pretty harsh. She ends with that. Sincerely, horny wife, tired of masturbating and being a cum dumpster. I love her. I love her.
Is this secretly V. Hale?
No, it isn't. The name, well, I've got the name in here.
She doesn't have a partner.
I know, but come on. Like, this seems like, I know. Wow.
It's very blunt.
Mm-hmm.
So, am I right? Yes.
Well, I've had a cousin actually, well, she's a girl, but she divorced her husband and we all thought like, oh, he cheated or whatever. Come to find out she was gay.
Oh, she was gay.
And this was on my Mexican side. So at first it was just a huge shock, and because they have a kid together.
And they probably were friendly.
Yeah, I think he like was sleeping with somebody else, but to find out it was because she wasn't.
She was like, I'm not going to have sex with you anymore because
I like that V.
I'm into girls. Yeah. I like that V.
So I get what she's saying about the Hispanic culture. Oh. Because
is it like a frowned upon? Is it because it's against Catholicism?
Kind of. It is, especially like when you're supposed to have the traditional family, like, you know, and that's what we're raised on. But it wasn't that huge of a deal because I feel like nowadays it's not so much of a shock. And now her and her ex-husband are best friends and they co-parent amazingly.
Oh,
so, that's great.
And I mean, she's been through like a bunch of girlfriends since the divorce, but I think it's because she's, you know, been
sowing her wild oats.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I think the answer for this lady here is that, yes, it's nice to stay for your kids if you're not fighting in front of them all the time and constantly insulting each other. It's actually terrible to keep a marriage like that going. I think the answer is, you're not into this guy. He's not into you, despite what else he might be into. Forget all that. Who cares if he's gay or not? You don't want to be married to him anymore. I think you file for divorce, and that's how you escape the situation. Life is too short for that. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you. Is that your answer,
exactly,
too?
I was waiting because I want to wait my turn, but that is exact. This has nothing to do with him being gay at all.
Nope.
You have a shitty marriage. You should leave it.
Yep.
Right.
The end.
Shitty marriages should be dissolved. I just believe that. Why
and
would you stay in a shitty marriage?
This goes to, first of all, sex is an important part of a marriage. And whether or not he wants to try, the 4 to 6 weeks and then not trying when he actually does, like, that's alone enough reason to say, I need a sex life.
Yep.
Your days on this planet are not promised to you. Why would you sit in a sexless marriage? Because that is a sexless marriage. Look it up. The definition is not doing it once a month still counts as a sexless marriage. You have to do it more often.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was a good experience when you did do it then?
Right. And there's definitely, and I know a lot of parents who might be listening to this saying, oh, we don't get to do it as much as we'd like. Sure, there are things that get in the way. Absolutely. But at least you have a desire and that you both enjoy it when you do do it.
Yeah.
That makes it something to look forward to and something to hopefully
reconnect
down the line you'll get to
sure.
do more often. Right? I mean, as soon as the kids are old enough and out of the way, you'll get to enjoy each other more often.
Yeah.
But this, that is, and look, I wanted to tell this story because
okay,
it's from my perspective, and so I could be completely wrong,
okay,
but I don't think I am.
Okay.
I had a roommate right before I moved to Philadelphia to work with Sarah, and this guy was someone who was, normally my roommates were all from my sort of clique or people I knew and people I surfed with and had things in common with
right.
and often guys I grew up with.
Right.
In this case, as I was getting older and was busy working a lot, I was trying to build my radio career. And at that point, I'd had a couple roommates out of necessity. This stripper lady who painted my whole house was one of them.
Oh.
And this dude was the other one. And this dude was a really nice guy. I knew him through someone else, but he was super nice.
Had a room available, you move in.
And he took the room, and he was a great roommate. He really was. But this was the guy who used to put answer ads in the Reader, which is the local newspaper, weekly newspaper. And he was the guy, I've told you this story, Sarah. I'd pull up to my house because I was working nights and different weird shifts.
Yeah.
And he'd be in there spanking the shit out of some lady. And you could hear the spanking and you could hear the screaming. This is also the guy who I'm walking by his room and I can hear, you know what the jangle of chains is, right?
Yeah, like sure. Yeah.
Actual
nice.
Chains.
Absolutely.
I'm walking by and hey, look at this. And he brings me into the room and he is putting chain link restraints on the headboard and footboard of his
Did
bed.
Did you back slowly out like, you could still be there, Vin. I mean, thank God you got out of that situation.
We're talking about full-on harnesses and leather double-clamped things around. So
and
real
a permanent
restraint.
Installment, right?
Yes, not just like really putting them on the... So he's someone who, in my opinion... It's just my opinion. He was bisexual.
Right.
He also had a really good gay friend. This guy was what people call a bear.
Uh-huh.
So he was big, heavy hairy. Set, and
right.
hairy.
Yeah.
And he even had a bear tattoo on him. And I talked to this guy all the time.
In case you didn't pick up what he was putting down.
He was a wonderful, nice person. But these two would be hanging out. We'd all be watching TV. And then they'd go, all right, well, we're going to go to bed. And then they'd go down to his bedroom,
and
shut
make a noise.
The door, lock it, and do each other. And it was interesting from the standpoint that I often just thought of guys as either being one or the other.
Yeah.
Not that I care what
sure.
anybody's doing.
None of my business.
Really only concerned about my own penis. But this was a person who was absolutely into both. Why do I mention that story? Because there's no doubt this guy could be gay, or he could just enjoy butt play. But either way, you're not getting what you need.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a shit marriage no matter what this guy's orientation is.
Right. So he might be bi. He may be doing all kinds of stuff with these buddies of his.
Yeah.
You know, just like I'm mentioning, this guy, they never admitted to being gay. They never gave each other affection in public around
right.
us. But the whole we're going to go to bed and walking down together and then...
And by that, we mean make a lot of noise and do stuff to each other.
Getting after it was clear. They were up to that. So, you know, I don't know what he's doing with his buddies. I'm assuming his sex drive is higher based on what it sounds like you got to that last time where you're double finger fucking him and he's yelling, fuck me, fuck
such
me.
Such a...
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
It's hot.
So, but Is still, it? Leave the guy. Go find someone who, believe me, there's someone who wants to do you every day.
And do it now before you really want to kill each other. Like, you still have these kids to raise, and I tell you, I think one of the most important, it's fine. If you want to stay together until the kids are 18 and you've decided and you can treat each other respectfully and show a little affection and model good couple behavior, fine. Stay together. It's great. If you're having blowout fights in front of your kids, or even if they can hear you yelling behind closed doors, that is tremendously damaging to
a kid. Or if they
can
sense the vibe.
Right.
You know,
listen, vibe is real.
Mm-hmm.
Let there be no question. You think you're pulling it, they know everything that's going on in that house, and they're bummed out by it. And and they think, is it us? Is it, you know, kids are, they're so impressionable, and really, they're going to take all this stuff that you're showing them into their adult. They're going to think, this is how relationships are. Right. This is what I can expect for myself.
You mess that kid's life up.
Oh, you're fucking those kids.
I'm going to tell you something in advance that I thought about as we were, you were reading the letter.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, something to at least think about. He may very well turn around and get another female partner.
Yeah.
He may very well have everything he wants the way he wants it right now, which is he's getting royally fucked by his buddies 2 to 5 times a week. And so the sex life thing for him isn't even part of the equation.
It's fulfilled
already. He's probably like, I don't want to upset what I got going on. I'm getting royally laid over here. This house is fine. Here's my kids. Everything's great. What? Yep. So he may just set up the very same scenario, and you might be sitting there going, he got another chick. And that doesn't necessarily mean he's not gay. It just means he's willing to keep up appearances in order to keep what he's got on the side going exactly as it's going.
Yeah, that's that could be tough for her. And
You just can't. It's not your business. Right. Once you dump him, if you decide.
And you should dump him. You should carve out a happy place in your life.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he's gay or not. In this scenario, he's just, you guys aren't good together. And it sounds like she tried to leave him. And she says that she needs him to admit it because the only way possible for the separation. That doesn't make any sense.
You can go and file papers.
You have to end that.
I agree.
It's not healthy for anybody.
Damn.
Good writer, though.
Yes.
Well done.
Really solidly written. I liked it a lot. All right. I really thought that was going to take the whole show.
It was kind of crystal clear what she has to do.
I mean, you said yes is the answer before you read the letter.
Yeah, it's a terrible relationship.
What is this thing about Bryn?
Oh, I think because remember you were saying Bryn at RadioLS.com and it's always autocorrected. Is that what you're looking at? The email
thing?
Yeah,
it says something like, look, Brian, lol, autocorrect constantly
that
changes
same
your
day,
name from Bryn to Brian. In fact, I just had to correct it right now. Watch, Brian. See, did it again.
So basically, they sent that the day that we were, you know, enunciating how to spell my name because it's often spelled wrong.
Right.
They put Alice Radio as opposed to Radio Alice. So this person wrote in and was saying, look how hard it is, like, you know, every time I type in Bryn, it changes to Brian. I just threw that in there because it was part of that bad, I mean, the secret show topic. And so, but maybe I should change my name. David at RadioWallace.com.
No, just let's keep it Bryn. Right. People can deal. It is all typed as one word, so they will accept it. Here's another one here. But I did want to point out that Bryn at RadioWallace.com is the email address to send your bad advices to. Like these people clearly accomplished it. You can do it too. Anything, any little thing. This is a Christmas bad advice.
Oh.
Let's see. And this is typical. It starts out very typical. People grow up in completely different backgrounds from each other.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And they're just trying to make all their differences work. I am a 43-year-old mom of two. My husband is a 39-year-old male. We grew up in vastly different homes. We have really different Christmas traditions. I feel like over the past 18 years of marriage, we've done really well combining the ones that were the most important to each of them. So she has her things. I really like doing the Christmas pajamas the night before, and he wants to go to midnight mass, whatever it is.
Okay.
I grew up giving and receiving lavish gifts. When I went to a white elephant party, we brought gifts like a necklace from Tiffany's.
Damn.
Jesus. The less expensive side of Tiffany's, but still. Or Victoria's Secret silk pajamas or something like that. Like, clearly, white elephants are usually like, here's a bar of soap.
Yeah, they're funny.
You know, here's a six-pack of beer.
Yeah, you know, that's chocolates.
Right. And then you sort of trade back and forth until finally everybody gets to a point where they're going to open stuff. Although, wait, do you pick a present and then open it and then decide if you want to keep it or trade with somebody
else's?
You can trade
it back. You, like, you,
yeah,
you
that's
give it,
it
to
right.
somebody else and take theirs, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so someone ends up with the big black dildo.
Right. Hooray. You just lucked out because nobody wanted to take the big black dildo. Or dildo. Dildo,
well, except dildo. That one person who had their eye on it the whole time. But whatever.
Right. So this, she's... I mean, does this mean she just comes from money and they just went sort of high end on the presents? Hubs grew up giving joke gifts or gag gifts. At a work white elephant party, he gave his coworker a poster board of pictures of random things. I was mortified.
Okay.
I mean, I guess. So we have two kids. We're trying to set a budget for them for Christmas, the amount of money we will spend on them. I know everyone's budget is different, depending, but what is a good amount to spend on a kid for Christmas? My son, who's 12, wants VR and to get his scuba certificate and a phone.
He's 12?
That's a lot.
That sounds like a 15-year-old.
That sounds like a grown-up who has a partner that can afford to buy them whatever they want. That's a lot.
Is this too much? She asks.
Hell yeah.
It's a lot.
So look,
I feel so bad not getting him everything on his list. Husband thinks that's too much. I kind of agree, but I'm a people pleaser. Where do you draw the line?
There.
Right there.
Yeah, I draw right there. Yeah.
Look, if it's not going to screw up your budget and you... I don't know how that works. I do know that if you have the means to spoil your kid... I don't think that's your kid.
Yeah.
You can spoil your kid. And that is absolutely, in my opinion, spoiling your kid.
Yeah.
That said, if you are also doing countermeasures so that kid knows that every kid isn't like that. Every kid doesn't wake up on Christmas with $3,000 worth of prizes. Like, that's a lot.
This year's prizes include.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
And all expenses paid trip to Maui.
But I already kind of feel like I have a similar. I don't do anything like that, but I do feel like my kids are spoiled. I do.
Me too.
And it's just the. You feel like my kids are spoiled or your kids were spoiled?
My kids are spoiled. Yes.
Right.
No. I'm sure your kids are spoiled too.
I do think that they don't want for things and they don't have a real understanding of what work life is like, and you know, and it doesn't help that dad does a radio show from mom's office. Like, things are weird around here.
Yeah.
And I will admit that. But I also think that I have to, outside of the pandemic, start bringing them to soup kitchens and things where they can see what a lot of the rest of the world is like.
Right.
So I can't do it now. And again, I wouldn't spend what this person's spending, but I do. My kid does have an iPod. My kid has access to an iPad. My kid has an Xbox. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
They don't want for things. They've got
right.
all the stuff they need. And so, you know, I actually... Do you want to hear my kids? You cannot bring this up to her.
Okay.
My kid's Christmas list is so fucking ridiculous that I cannot believe it.
Okay, so get it and read it to me.
Yeah, I want
to
hear this.
This is because my kid is spoiled. Okay, she's got a computer. She's got an iPad that she has access to. My kid wants, let me find it because I have it.
Yeah, I want
to
hear this.
I almost posted it and then I went, no, she's going to end up, this will end up getting back to her. And I don't want her to.
Is it a condo at the Yellowstone Club and three horses?
No. No, it's
that's what I want.
Number one, she wants a pet snake.
Oh, a snake.
Oh, my God.
Number two, she wants snake supplies, spelled S-A-P-L-I-S-E.
Okay. Oh, that's adorable.
Number three, she wants a new pregnancy belly.
Oh, has she worn the first one out?
Yes.
I see.
Right. And number four, she wants makeup.
Oh, well.
And she closes it on her letter that she wrote with a big heart, and she wrote Santa Claus on there. Like, love you, Santa.
Well, for the makeup, you can go to Target and find like
little kid makeup things, really washable, right?
Yeah,
I did too.
Yeah,
and kids like that. That's a good dress up thing. I actually don't think this is an outrageous list.
It's not. But my point is, it's not outrageous because she has every fucking thing in the world.
What was the first thing she wanted again?
A snake.
That's a little outrageous.
Now listen, it's not outrageous, Nikki. Every kid wants pets, right?
Mm-hmm. A snake? Oh.
But that's a commitment, and this poor snake is going to get loose in your house, and the dog's going to eat it, or the cat's going to get it. Like, is this something that she'll learn a lesson from? It is.
So
is she really driven towards snakes? Like, what's going on? Is this that kid that likes the reptiles?
The next-door neighbor's kid's birthday party. Uh-huh. Oh, I wish I could think of the guy's company because it's a cute little snake reference.
Oh, this is a guy who brings like reptiles
out to a birthday party and put them on display. And my daughter has a picture of her with a snake around her. And now she thinks snakes are the coolest animals. Well, the missus sees that I got this list and sent it to the missus. And then she wrote back, what do you think about this? And I said, well, I think that she will stop feeding the snake after the first day, and I'm not doing it. So if a snake ends up in this house, either you're doing it or it's going back to the pet store.
Right.
And the missus goes, I was bitten by a snake when I was a kid. There will never be a fucking snake in this house.
Also, snakes have a very specific smell, too. Like, they will stink your house up. And that cage needs to be cleaned. Like, there's not just feed the snake. It's that snake stinks.
Well, I'm just not putting up with any more things being put on my plate.
Tell her. I think that one's. Considering you don't want to take care of it, and Christina says I'm not having a fucking snake in this house. I think the answer on that one is really clear.
Yeah,
right?
That one's.
Well, maybe it's a good lesson. See if there's a rentable snake. See if you can rent a snake. Tell her her responsibilities. That way you can give her the snake. Have her feed the snake.
I bet
clean
there's
the cage.
A rentable snake company.
Maybe.
There and might then she's going to be like, you know what? I know my kid, and my kid isn't going to do the work necessary. I have dealt with her on just simple things like, let's pick up your room today. And by 9 o'clock that night, you're still talking about the room not being done because she's dilly-dallied all day. So, no, there's not going to be any snake.
Well, maybe you say, I'll give you the snake if you clean your room and see how fast she does that, then find a rentable snake.
Well, then she's still got to get a snake past mom who said there's never going to be a snake in this house.
Yeah, I think that's the thing right there.
I was like, the other two things are fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want her leaving the house with either of them.
Right.
I don't need her looking like a pregnant hooker out on the street at 8 years old.
An eight-year-old pregnant hooker. Yeah, that's good.
You know, okay, the rule, if you get her the fake pregnancy and the makeup, then it has to be in-house only.
Right.
Does she have a baby alive?
Baby alive?
I think she does. It's she loves all this stuff.
Where you feed the baby.
Yeah, and it actually goes
poop.
Poop comes out?
Oh, yeah, there's a baby.
I thought they just peed.
No, they peed and like kind of poop.
Do you have to like put brownie mix in there? Like, what is the how do you make it into poop?
I had a baby alive, so sometimes it just depends on like how chunky you make the food.
Oh, and so there's a tube and it stores it, and then you squeeze the baby's belly and the poop squeezes out.
No, you like feed it. Like you, they give
you
food.
Does it have an actual bowel movement?
I don't know, but I remember one time my friend put bananas in it and it came out chunky. So,
bananas.
So maybe that would fix it for her if you get her a baby alive and tell her you need a banana. It works.
Well, when that thing's diaper needs changing and it's starting to really stink, that's going to be, you know. Dad, you changed lots of diapers.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to. She's a regular 8-year-old. I don't want to paint a bad picture of her, but she's definitely not someone who takes care of stuff. She will live in her room.
Yeah.
Piled with shit to the ceiling, and she doesn't trip. Her bed is filled with crap. She's like, what?
This is my bed. I just I just nestle in here with
yeah, bring
like
all
teen,
my stuff in with
like
me.
A teen mom.
Oh, don't say that. Don't.
So anyway,
get that kid on the pill.
My point in sharing that story is most kids are pretty spoiled. I don't think all kids are. Obviously, we have a problem with people being able to pay rent in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Much less spoiling their kids. So, you know, I'm going to try to make sure my kid, after we get through the pandemic, goes and sees, you know,
the world,
the other
travel
side
is
of
great
things.
For that. You guys will probably do a lot of traveling. Your wife is really, you know, well versed in that, and it is very interesting to see how other people live, and it's eye opening for a kid because they do they live in the little bubble that we create for each one of them. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, a nice safe little bubble where everything's okay, in varying degrees of piles of presents at Christmas time. And you do want to, you know, if your kid really wants something, you want to stoke them out. I think that what we've long done at my house, and this is just us, and my kids are totally spoiled, so don't think I'm trying to say they're not. They get one big present at Christmas, and everything else is socks, underwear, stocking filled with the deodorant that they like and the shaving cream that they like. But there's one kind of a surprise. We try to make it a surprise, like, you know, something that we know that they're into, and they get to have that, and it can be expensive or whatever it is. And this year we are doing a present from each of us to each of the other, but we even said, like, let's not go extravagant. You know, originally we were going to fly to Utah and that was going to be our gift, but it turns out there's no snow there. So you can't really ski down a rock hill. I know. Plus the pandemic's rearing its ugly head. You know, just when you think you're kind of getting past it, there's a huge outbreak in your town.
Well, look, I do think you might have the right idea. That's probably the best answer to the situation is pick your one big thing.
Yeah. He
you
can
want a
either
scuba
have, right,
or
the
you
scuba
want your phone.
Or the VR. Right. You know, because those of those three things, they're probably all about the same amount. And pick which one you want the most, and the rest is socks and underwear.
Yeah, I mean, I
or gag gifts. Go with the dad stuff.
I don't know how to combat the spoiled thing, but you do know when you meet someone who's been spoiled rotten, they're not good people to be around.
It can be really difficult.
Temper tantrums when people don't get their way, things like that, you just go, oh my God, what
how did you
to
get
you?
To adulthood with that?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, consider that. But I think the one thing is the answer, Sarah.
And one thing, and then little things that are just, you know, so you have more than one big present, I think. I'm sure people will have their thoughts. Send them to Brian@RadioAlice.com.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding. It's Bryn, Bryn, @RadioAlice.com. We certainly love to hear even responses to this stuff, your own Christmas traditions, maybe, or just some problem that you're having.
Your advice on our advice.
Yes. Give our advice a rating. How bad was it? Exactly. And whatever else you'd like to send us, just send it to Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
The end.